Rick the Temp Campanelli, one of our favorite VJs. You've been around forever, and I'm so honored I get to talk to you.
My pleasure, Amy. It's great to talk to you, and I can't wait to make it back out there to Halifax. It's been many years.
Yeah, you
so
guys
I'm super pumped.
Are going to be at the Rebecca Coam October 25th, and it's all for the 299 Queen Street West documentary that debuted at SXSW. How does it feel that your work and your job is now a documentary?
It's so surreal. It really is. But you know what? Sean Menard, the director, he needed to make this film. It was his passion project, and we're so grateful because there was nothing like this before. We all lived through those magical days of Much Music, and we would always go down, you know, take those trips down memory lane talking about those bands or those music videos, and Sean put together a masterpiece of a doc. You know, we couldn't have put it into anyone else's better hands. So he got the job of doing it. And now it was at South by Southwest, like you said earlier. We're going across Canada with it. He's just giving it back to all those young Canadians that tuned in originally back in the good old days. And it's out there. It like I said earlier, it's so surreal that it is out there. And I play a small part of it because Much Music was around for many, many years before I even stepped foot in there. And it went on to, you know, be very successful after I left. But so many amazing DJs that I idolized and I looked up to. And they're the reasons why I got into this in the first place. And I'm talking to Erica M. and Michael Williams and Steve Anthony, Christopher Ward and J.D. Roberts. Like, there were so many pioneers of Much Music that came way before me. And I was just honored once I got my foot in the door. I just ran with a dream. And it all became reality, and you're right. I got to spend like 11 years in this magical Canadian institution where, you know, it seemed like back in the day, everybody and their mom and their dog wanted to be part of it. And it was a beautiful thing. And now we're getting to relive some of those magical memories on the big screen with Sean's movie 299 Queen Street West.
So you were there from 94 to 2005. In that time, did you ever look and you're like, wow, this is something really special? Or were you just going to work every day?
Well, it was a job, and it was a great job. Don't get me wrong. It was a dream job. But I was just going to work every day, just like, you know, transit operators do their job every day and accountants do their job and teachers do their job. It was a job, and my thumb really was on the pulse of what was going on in music. Like, I lived and breathed music back in the day. You know, not much anymore. My thumb isn't as much on the pulse. Maybe my pinky is, but it was a beautiful place to be. Everyone was into it for the music, and we loved sharing music. It was crazy that it lasted that long. You're right, because you think about VJs that come and go, and I think there's been close to 30 VJs, and I was honored to spend a good chunk of, you know, my adult life doing a gig that everyone dreamed of having. And everyone could have had it, too. Like, I won a contest, and I locked out. But, you know, everyone that tuned into Much Music, we were all music fans. We all loved music, and it could have happened to any one of us. I continue to pinch myself to this day that it happened to me, and I'm so grateful, and I don't take any minute of it for granted.
It's crazy because, like, for my generation, Much Music was our babysitter. Like, you come home from school and you would just watch that, make your pizza pops, and just sit in front of the TV. Whereas I have a younger sister and she's like, what, Much Music used to play music videos? So
feel? Now they're just doing reality pop culture shows. Yeah, it's crazy, right? Yeah, what it turned into.
Right?
Yeah.
How did it feel for you when they first were like, okay, now we're going to start putting TV shows on here? Were you like, well, that's different?
Well, that's not what I signed up for. And you could talk to most of the VJs from my time. And we signed up to talk about music. We were diehard music fans. So when we start airing shows like, you know, Jersey Shore or whatever we were airing, I don't know. But you know what? That's what the viewership sort of wanted as the years went by. Like, you know, it was becoming less about the music and more about, you know, pop culture reality shows. But I knew, and most of us knew, when that started happening, it was our time to, exit stage left. Eddie Lee said, but yeah, time to move on and try something else, because it definitely wasn't what we signed up for back, you know, 10 years prior or 20 years prior when it first started, right? It was changing, and it was so obvious, and you could see that, not just as an employee, but as a viewer. Everyone saw it. So, yeah, it was sad what happened towards the end, but I'm still so grateful to being able to be there for those years that I was, and it'll always hold a very special place in my heart, that place.
I mean, Much Music, from the Intimate and Interactives to, like, yeah, fans screaming when you're interviewing Britney Spears to, yeah, you going to Woodstock 99. What?
Oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
the good
old days. I saw you in that documentary too. What, what, like, memory do you really take away and you're like, wow, I was a part of that craziness?
Oh gosh, well, definitely all those moments that you just listed. You know, being the VJ that got to chat with the Red Hot Chili Peppers when they all came in as a band for the first time for By the Way, the album that came out just over 20 years ago now. But there were so many fantastic moments, but I think the moments that I cherish were those days where we got to open up those street front windows and let the music fan in, and we were experiencing it all together. When we got to open up those windows and let people in to 299 Queen Street West, well, that was a game changer, because that wasn't happening back then. No one else was doing that stuff. You know, we were all music lovers, and why not, you know, let as many music fans in to a certain show as possible. And that's what Much Music did, and those are the fondest memories I have, meeting fellow music fans like yourself or whoever came in through those windows back in the day. I love those moments.
And I think for a younger generation too, and when they're watching this, they have to understand, like, there was no internet, there was no social media.
No,
you wanted to
no.
see what your biggest artists were doing. You watched Much Music, and that was as close as we could get. And we were just hoping and praying that you guys asked the questions that we wanted to know. And you did. And it was loud, and it was live, and it was unfiltered, and it was just beautiful.
Oh, my gosh, Amy, what, thank you so much for your kind words. We were asking the questions that you guys weren't just thinking. We were asking your questions, remember? Because we were taking your email questions, fax questions, your phone calls. You were just as much part of those I&Is and Live at Much's and interviews as the VJs were. We were all music fans wanting to know, you know, about Jay-Z, about Kanye West, about the Chili Peppers, Green Day, whoever it was. But we were just there acting as that person that brought that fan closer to their musical heroes. So, yeah, that was the beauty of it. Like, there'll never be anything like that. You're right. And I see old footage of those shows, and it's like there's no cell phones. Everyone is so engaged with what's happening at that moment. Like, all eyes are on, you know, Oasis, or all eyes are on the Stone Temple Pilots, or whoever it was, Black Eyed Peas. And that was just a beautiful thing to see. Because now you go places and everyone pulls out their cell phone, and sure, they want to capture it on their devices, but living those days where there was nothing like that and just all eyes were on that person, there's something special to observe that.
Absolutely. Now, from 94 to 2005, you've seen a lot of music videos. What's, like, one that you were like, wow, this is incredible music video?
Wow, that's a great question. There's so many amazing ones that they're hard to remember because there were so, so many. But I remember Hype Williams, the music director, used to put millions and millions of dollars into his productions. So he made some amazing videos. Missy Elliott had some very cool videos back in the day. I loved the humorous take on music video. Like, so Blink 182 would do the best job at that.
Yeah.
You know, satire in their music videos. So, you know, whether it was What's My Age Again or whatever video it was that they were releasing, those were always special videos. And then when the band started incorporating, like, live concert footage to acting out a scene, whether it was with extras or whatever. I love that concept as well. But oh my gosh, I have to do more research to pinpoint exact music videos, but there were so many amazing videos.
Can't wait to see you guys here October 25th at the Rebecca Cohen. You can watch 299
Queen Street West.
Yeah,
and you got it, Amy.
You are going to be here as well doing an intimate and interactive afterwards.
I'll be there.